Good evening, everyone. Here I am testifying in English. I told some brethren I have lost all embarrassment. And all of them laughed. I want to glorify the Lord and give testimony of the grace of the Lord being shown in our church in Tuxpan, Veracruz, Mexico. Tuxpan, Veracruz is a small town with about 180,000 people in the country of Mexico, exactly in the Gulf of Mexico. This is Tuxpan. There the Lord grant us to pastor a church. We have a nice beach, a nice ocean. Our church is called Zion Tuxpan Christian Church, happily affiliated to Zion Fellowship since 2007. And since that time, my wife and I have not missed any convention. We love this place. We really love this place to be here with our pastors. And that's a great pleasure for us to be here, enjoying the presence of the Lord and the fellowship with our pastors, friends, fellows, and some Lebanese big brothers as the Karams. And fully committed to what the Lord has spoken to us and the vision the Lord has given us in Zion Fellowship and our statement of faith, actually, we have 38 ministries, commissions, services in our local church and counting. Here you can see 20 and 18 more. This is what the Lord has guided us to do, not trying to copy other ministries at all, but what the Lord has spoken us to do. I tell the brethren in the church, in this church, if you don't serve, it's because you don't want to. We have many opportunities and places for everyone. And of course, for certain ministries, there are more requirements. Actually, we have an average of 160 people attending the church, sometimes 120, sometimes 180, two assistant pastors, two deacons, 17 preachers for general meetings, cell evangelistic meetings, youth and teen meetings, different leaders of ministries, and about 70 people involved in the different 38 ministries we have in the church. I want to testify about some of these ministries. All of these are still working during the 12 days we are not there in Tuxpan. All of them are still working. Any of them is stopped because we are not there. Just the Bible Institute we have vacation. Okay, we have prayer ministries. I have seen that the prayer ministries are the key ministries. And we have several ministries of prayer, and through them we support the other ministries and the other different needs in the church and in the brethren. For example, on Monday and Friday, we have four evangelistic life group or cell meetings. Four in Monday and four on Friday, eight in total. To some people, it is easier to attend first to a home meeting, first to hear the gospel than to attend directly to the church. But we have one group of prayer to support the cell meetings on Monday, and one group of prayer to support the cell meetings on Friday. So while we are preaching in four different places, there is one group praying for the preachers and the people attending to the cell meetings, praying for them, for the anointing, that the people be saved and respond to the message of God. Another very important ministry of prayer is the intercessors before the service. Some time ago, I asked the Lord to show me the senior brothers and sisters how can serve the Lord, or those who cannot have an active and visible ministry. For example, those who are who came to the church in their second marriage. And the Lord put in my mind the convention Monday's prayer. And that's this ministry. Those brethren who formerly are part of this ministry arrived to the church 1 hour and a half to pray around the chairs for every main service and pray walking around the church. And since that, the Lord graciously visits us in greater ways. We see more miracles and more people is attending the church. Praise the Lord. We have several kinds of evangelistic ministries. We want to reach the lost and to see them well established in the church, and those who are saved, to teach them to lift their vision high towards a spiritual Mount Zion. Some time ago, I was speaking with a brother about the need of going out the four walls of the church to the streets and to seek the lost, and even to share to our workmates, to our classmates, or wherever we go. And one brother, very, 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 very cold, or perhaps frozen, told me, if the Lord doesn't tell me to go and share a person, I won't do that. In that moment, the Lord gave me a word to respond to him and to many regarding this situation. And I told him, if you see a senior lady falling down to the floor very close to you, what would you do? Would you bypass her or jump over her? Or just ignore? Why don't you wait to receive a word from God to help her to rise up? Oh, no. Oh, you carnal. You should wait to receive a word from God. But you can see thousands of people among us who are falling down to hell. And you are not willing to do anything? How can we call it? Okay. I have to jump some things. I want to tell you about our newest ministry. The newest ministry added put me very nervous. I had never imagined that's a special meeting just for men. But why? What kind of men I am speaking? Bikers, motorbikers. Yes, those with tattoos, with chains, riding their Harley Davidson. But Jesus also died for them. Amen? And they can be saved also. We are evangelizing. What can you see there? And bringing Batman to Jesus. It's Batman. We're evangelizing Batman. This person is attending the church. He loves Batman. He bought this costume for $1,000. He is, in fact, our host for the meeting. He's the captain of a group of motorbikers. It says Moto Conejos, Tuxpan, Veracruz. Motor Rabbits. But that man who uses the Batman, used the Batman costume, he's attending the church. He has a lot of tattoos. He's our host, and he owns one of the main elementary schools in Tuxpan. And there we have the meetings. You can see there these motorbikers. Here I am with them, lifting up my thumb. Okay, this is our newest ministry, the Bible Institute. In 2010, we started the Zion Tuxpan Bible Institute, working with CMP. And since then, the Lord has permitted us to, on Saturdays, from 5 to 8:30, to teach the courses. We have finished 4 programs of each courses, you know, each one. And in 2 years ago, we affiliated to CCU. And we have now 31 students. And we have students from 22 churches. And finishing with South America, I have to cut because of the time. 4 years ago, I met one of the 7 Colombian youth that went to heaven and hell, whom Pastor Bailey mentions in his book, Heaven Glories and the Untold Glories of Hell. And because Pastor Bailey had a good testimony of then, I invited him to share his testimony in our church. It was a great blessing. And I took advance of this, and I shared to him something. And I spoke with him, and I told him, Sabu is his name. You tell me that your experience was 20 years ago, as is that you have been an evangelist sharing in several countries, but you have just a few years pastoring a church. But you have to know that being a Christian is more than to receive Jesus, be healed, be delivered, be water baptized, and baptizing the Holy Spirit. There is much more to reach and to go on in God. And he took heed, and he was very interested. Now we have gone to Colombia 3 times. We have been in his church, and Sabu's, let me show you, He's Sabu, one of the 7 Colombian. That's me, my wife. She's Sabu's wife. She's another one of the 7. And he is Danilo. He's Sabu's brother, another one of the 7. 3 of the 7 Colombian who Pastor Bailey makes mention in his book were hearing the Zion teaching. First time we went, we shared about true Christianity. Second time, about the journey of Israel. Last year, we went and shared about marriage and family. And now we are planning to the visit for this year, looking forward for starting a Bible Institute there. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there, that's Colombia. Sabu with his wife. And this poor man, look at this. This poor man has four daughters. He has some in common with me. Okay, my time is over. So, that's Peru. Last year we went to Peru, and we were sharing with some brethren who are part of the International Missionary University of Peru. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to be faithful with the time. Thank you very much.